Hey, detailers, have you heard about HyperClean? It's an ultra-concentrated line of cleaners. What does that mean? It means since it's not pre-mixed with water, this saves you, the detailer, in shipping costs and allows you to mix it in a 5-gallon cube at only $5 a gallon. If you're looking to bring costs down and profits up, go download the Detail Supply app. We have an exclusive coupon code for our listeners. Use DETAIL15 at checkout and save 15% on all HyperClean products. That's DETAIL15 on the Detail Supply app for 15% off all HyperClean products or at www.hypercleansaves.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Noxie. Thanks for listening to the Detailed Solutions podcast. And now, a little bit more about one of our sponsors. Alex, have you heard about the paint assassins on Facebook?
No, Noxie, what's that?
I'm glad you asked, you wrinkled little booby. Paint assassins was started by a dude named Jason Bruno to where detailers can find the camaraderie that they're looking for without any of the negative trolling bullshit like other Facebook groups. Not only that, but they can compete with their work weekly, monthly, or yearly to win prizes. Oh, dude, and they make sick merchandise, so you always have fresh gear to wear.
Whoa.
Anyway, y'all want to check it out? Again, it's Paint Assassins on Facebook or Instagram. Check it out.
What's up, everybody? It's Alex with Detail Solutions Podcast. I'm going to apologize right up front for this episode. As much fun as it was, I was not prepared. It's all on me, not my guest. So if you guys don't like it, I'm sorry. It was a busy week for me. I totally fumbled with coming up questions. But you know what? We actually made it. We made it through. We made it a little bit longer than most episodes for this. We even had a special guest pop in for a couple of minutes or so. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. I think it's a pretty decent one. And don't forget to like and subscribe to wherever you're listening to this podcast. Hit the little notification so when the new episodes drop, you get those, because now not only are we doing these Q&A style ones Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, Jason and I are going to start doing what's on your mind every week, and those will kind of drop whenever we do them, so to speak. And then I might throw some other random episodes in just if I'm bored and want to see if somebody jumps on with me and talk for a little bit or something. So definitely make sure you hit that notification button. Leave us a review, would be great. Just helps us get higher up on that leaderboard. If you listen to us on Anchor, if you go to the anchor.fm page, you can leave us a message. I can try to get those in during the podcast if somebody leaves me a message. Nobody's done that yet. So one of these days, hopefully, somebody will do it. That'll be pretty fun. Other than that, again, I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy this episode as much as I did doing it. And again, I'm sorry I wasn't as on my game as usual. So take care. Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. This week, my guest is a Paint Assassin Award winner. Which one? You're going to have to wait and find out. So never mind. It's Isaac. So Isaac, for everybody who doesn't know who Isaac is, who are you, where are you from, and what do you do?
So my name is Isaac. I'm a Mystic Detailing and Ceramic Coatings in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. Strawberry capital of the world, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And Yeah, man, we correct a lot of paint and coat a lot of vehicles.
All right. So how, where, when did you get into detailing?
So let's see. We in 2018, we bought my wife a brand new Armada. Of
Okay.
course, it was black. And when it was kind of late by the time they finished it and shit, and I was like, damn, it kind of looks like it's either dirty or it's got some scratches and shit on the side of it. And
Right.
so I was like, well, maybe once I wash it and everything, it'll go away. Well, it didn't. And I was like, well, this fucking sucks. So I was like, well, maybe I need to get ceramic coated. So I started looking around locally, and there really wasn't a shop that like did it.
Right.
And actually, it's funny, my landlord now at my shop, he used to. So
Okay.
I hit him up and I was like, hey man, I was like, do you still ceramic coat vehicles? He's like, nah, I quit that shit like 2 years ago. I was like, damn. I was like, all right. I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna learn.
Right.
So just like a lot of people, man, went and picked up that Harbor Freight buffer and some orange pads, and I was like, let's figure it out.
Right.
So yeah, my goal was to coat my wife's fucking $65,000 vehicle that I had no clue what I was doing. I was like, but I'm gonna learn,
Right.
so yeah, man, that was kind of what got me into it. And
Nice.
then everybody's like, hey, do mine, do mine. And one thing turned into another, man. I developed a passion for it and want to keep going with it.
That's awesome. So I mean, this is only like a couple of years ago. I mean, 2018 or 3 years ago or whatever, right?
Yeah,
So,
so I picked up my first buffer probably just over 2 years ago,
nice.
like late 2018.
So you truly were an up and comer then for that category. I mean, it's not like you've been doing it for a while, but only just kind of got good. I mean, you truly are an up and comer kind of deal.
Yeah, like I coded. Her vehicle got coated January of 19.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, that was hers was either the first or second vehicle I coated. I want to say I coded a Silverado for $1,000 before I did her vehicle, and
Right.
I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but it turned out good.
Silver, it's hard to mess up silver.
No, it was black. His
Oh,
truck
black.
was
Oh,
black
black.
too.
Oh,
It
my
was a
bad. My bad.
Silverado. Yeah.
Oh, Silverado. Dude, I'm tired. It's yeah. So what were you doing before that then?
So in high school, man, I started working at a truck wash. It was
Okay.
the largest truck washing company in the world. They wash 18 wheelers.
Right.
And the only thing I knew about at the time was the two dudes that I went to school with that worked there. They drove nice vehicles, so I was like, they must be making decent money,
Right.
So I started there in high school, man, and saw the money potential that I could be making there. And shit, was there from I was 18 years old till 2020, yeah, no, 2019, fall of
Okay.
2019, I finally left.
So you were at some capacity doing washes and stuff like that, just
Yeah,
on a way larger scale.
we were a high volume, basically 18 wheeler washing company, like brick and
Wow.
mortar,
Nice.
like washing 118 wheelers every 8 hours.
Holy cow. That's nuts.
Yeah, so I mean, like a typical day would be about $10,000 in sales, and we average, my location did about a quarter million a month.
Wow. Were
Yeah.
there a lot? I mean, I'm guessing it had to be a lot of employees or a lot of people working there.
Yeah, I kept between like 50 and 55 employees. We operate 24/7.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Was it like at a truck stop or close to a truck stop or something like
Yeah,
that?
we were in a Petro parking lot.
Yeah. Okay. I was gonna say, I did figure that's what it was. Is that
That's
your phone,
Bruno, ain't
Jason?
Probably.
Yeah. All
What's
right. So
up, man?
this isn't a what's on your mind, but Jason is here with us if he chimes
I
in.
decided to jump in to say hello to
Yeah.
Isaac and congratulate him on
Thank you, man.
his award that he won, kind of face to face.
Yeah.
I
So I mean,
appreciate it.
that's kind of my question down the line, but since you brought it up and I kind of brought it up, let's jump there. I mean, again, congratulations on winning. So everybody I've been talking to, it's, you know, what was going through your mind when you found out you're nominated, but you're the first person I'm talking to after the fact of winning. So I also want to know, like, what went through, you know, when you saw your name, you know, or when Jason announced your name. So give us a little bit of like the before and the after, like kind of what you were feeling.
I was obviously honored to be nominated. I didn't think I'd win because, you know, especially for a while, I haven't been posting a whole lot because we do so many coatings, I've started getting newer vehicles.
Right.
You know, and a lot of my phone calls are like, hey, just got a 2021, want to get it coated. So it's like, I don't post too much shit. Cause it's like, hey, yeah, I've one stepped the vehicle and coated it. But, I wasn't expecting to win for sure, man. But I just, it was cool though, man. You know, being recognized by my peers, and I told Cormie whenever I started this, I was like, give me a year, bro. I was like, we'll have a battle, you know? And
yeah.
Yeah, man, it was an honor, man. So it's cool.
That's awesome, man. It's good to hear that. I think
you can take Cormie right now.
Yeah, Cormie's out of touch. He don't do shit anymore.
He used that Photoshop.
Yeah, he photoshops everything. So whatever. How close are you guys? I mean, I know you guys are in the same state, but are you close to him? Or
he's like 3 hours away. So
that's not that bad.
And yeah, that's about like me and Alex. Me and Alex are like 2 hours away.
Yeah, not even like hour and a half. Well, I guess depending on how you hit.
Well, if you know, on the weekends we'll call it 2 hours. He lives near Disney, so I hit that Disney traffic, man. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, shit on that.
Have you ever gone to Cormie's? Have you worked with them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So Cormie's worked with me, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
The first time I met Cormie, I was on my way to where did we go? We went to Houston for one of my best friend's bachelor parties.
Okay.
And I was like, I can't ride through Lake Charles without stopping and fucking meeting Cormie, you know?
Right.
So yeah, like we stopped for a little bit, went and had lunch and everything and chatted. And then probably a couple months after that, man, I got so busy and I was working by myself. I think I had like 3 or 4 full coatings lined up in a week.
Oh wow.
And I was like, hey bro, I was like, why don't you come spend a few days with me? And so he came down. I think we knocked out 2 of them while he was here, and I was working on the 3rd when he left.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he came and worked in my shop for a bit.
That's good. Probably actually put him to work because Ashton does. We know Ashton does everything at his shop. So.
Oh yeah, he just
takes credit for it.
It was funny. We had a brand new orange Vette, a C7, and okay. We had a red Silverado. Both of them were for the same owner.
Okay.
And then we had a black Challenger. He kept wanting to get on the black Challenger. I was like, nah, bro, we gotta finish these two first.
Of course, because all he does is black cars. I don't think he knows how to do any other color.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's a different color, I think he like mumbles around the shop like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So kind of staying on Cormie, who are some people in the industry, you know, that you look up to or consider mentors?
Definitely Cormie, man. I'd probably say we met probably in the first few weeks of me even trying to learn to figure out what I was doing.
Right.
I was posting in 101 and Cormie realized I was in Louisiana and he was in Louisiana. He's like, hey bro, he's like, you got to get out this group. He's like, yeah, come over to Paint Assassins. Talk about best decision ever. I was like, thank goodness that dude took me under his wing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, man, Cormie, and then, you know, fucking chatting with Bruno all the time now, and Bill Martin and Vincent, and you know, it's kind of my core group right there.
Good guys. Were you part of Camp Cormie? You pretty much mentioned everybody in Camp Cormie.
Right. I wanted to go, but I forgot. I was working by myself, so I just couldn't take off and go at that time.
That's kind of
a fun trip though.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. You know, people are like, come do this or come do that, you know, or whatever. And I'm like, you know, it's just me. Like, I can't, you know, and if I take a week off, or even if I take a couple of days off to go do something, like, you know, it's not even the money that's being spent to go do it. It's also the money that I'm not producing for exactly. that time frame. So it's hard when people, you know, are like, well, come to a training, or, you know, come visit us here, let's go do that. And I'm like, can't do all that.
Yeah, like, it's like, hey, come to SEMA, and it's like, well, it's $2,000 to go, and then I'm gonna miss a week's worth of work, which is like another $2,000-$3,000. It's like, well, shit.
Right. Well,
see,
I did
me $5,000.
I did SEMA on a budget. So when I went to SEMA in 2019, it cost me all of about, man, I think it was like maybe $700 between airfare and hotel. But I only went for 2 days.
Yeah. Right?
Like, or well, 2.5 days. 'Cause I got there like Monday evening. I stayed all day Tuesday. And then I left Wednesday night or Wednesday evening or whatever to come back home. And for me to miss those couple of days wasn't end of the world. Luckily we had kind of like a nice little run. So it was easy enough for me to take some time off. But I don't recommend trying to do SEMA on a budget again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, there wasn't enough time really to spend there and do it. So if I do it again, I'm trying to talk the wife into doing it this year, letting me go again this year, but, you know, hopefully being that we're in a little better position, being able to go, maybe not the whole week, but maybe at least go the majority of it kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Have you done any kind of trainings or anything like that? Have you come to MTE or anything like that? No.
So I've never been to any of the shows.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. Like I said, dude, I kind of so when I was working before, you know, I was working like 50 hours a week.
Oh wow.
We had to 50 to 60. Really, we had to do these things called drop-ins where, like, I had to show up at certain times after 8 p.m. before midnight, so many times a week, so many times a weekend,
right?
Between midnight and 5 a.m. so many times a week, so many times a weekend. So yeah, like, my schedule was just shit.
Right.
And like, if you ask Cormie and Jordan Schilling how many times they told me to fucking quit before I did,
right
No telling what number they come up with, but it was like every day they're like, just walk out that motherfucker, man. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, I was like, I'm making six figures. I'm like 3 miles from home. It's not that easy.
Yeah, dude, that'd be hard. But the wake up in the middle of the night to go do a random pop in has got us just.
Oh, dude, it's terrible, man. Like, just, you know, and the older I get, you know, I got two kids and everything. It's like leaving your family like on a Sunday at 4 a.m. Yeah. It just sucks, you know. Yeah. And then it's like we try to eat dinner and shit, and it's like, all right, well, time to get the kids ready for bed. And I'm like, well, I gotta go to work because I had to wait till after 8 o'clock, you know.
Right.
It just sucked.
Yeah, that's gotta be crazy. I know sometimes for me it sucks when I've gotta be, you know, at the, and not early at the shop, but I got to be there at 8 o'clock, you know, for a customer to drop off a car. And Haley doesn't go to school till 9, you know, so she's usually sometimes still sleeping by the time I leave, like 7:30, 7:45, you know, so it kind of sucks to have to, like, you know, try to say goodbye to her, even though she's still sleeping, you know, and I don't get that time, you know, that final goodbye or whatever from her. So now I can see that. Where are we at here? I'm all over the place. Okay, so do you have your own shop, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a I got, like, it's about 1300 square feet. It's like 26 by 50.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good size.
But, like, yeah, it doesn't have like a separate office or anything. So that's like kind of just tucked into a corner.
Yeah.
But we could slam 3 vehicles in there when we need to.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, that's, mine's kind of similar. It's more just like kind of a garage space. I don't have a office or like a little waiting area or something. So,
yeah.
I don't do a lot of work where people wait, you know?
Yeah, me either. It's like somebody's not waiting 3 days for their vehicle, you know?
Right, right. Exactly.
Go home and do that shit.
Yeah. I have one customer that I take care of every Saturday, and that's just because he followed me from the car wash for washes. He brings his truck every Saturday to me in the morning for washes. And I've got a, you know, he just sits in my little fold out camping chair thing that I have for when I'm there and need to sit down. But yeah, other than that, it's pretty much, smaller. Mine's smaller than yours. Mine's a 20 by 30. So, I kind of wish it was a little bit bigger, but it's big enough to fit one car in. And honestly, I can only work on one car at a time. So that's fine.
There you go, man.
Yeah. So being a couple of years in, you probably have learned a little bit now, from your mistakes and everything. So if you could go back to startup Isaac, what advice would you give him now 2 years in?
Don't buy every freaking product that someone mentions. Like, I was just talking to somebody about that shit the other day, man.
Right.
My buddy in Indiana is like, man, I'm thinking about, you know, my nephew, he's a hard worker. How much you think startup would be? I'm like, man, it depends on how much bullshit you waste money on.
Yep.
I was like, not long ago, I probably gave away like $500 in polishes to that.
Right.
That guy in Mississippi or Alabama, wherever he was, where his shop flooded. I was like, dude, yep. Brand new bottles of like Menzerna and stuff that I just never used.
Wow.
I just had a bunch of crap, dude, a cabinet full of stuff that I wasn't using. I bought it just cause.
Right. And it's hard too, because, you know, something comes out or something new comes out, or you're having an issue and none of your stuff is working, you know, and of course you go in the group or whatever and everybody's like, you know, this. Yeah. Then you go out and you buy it, but then you don't have a need for it because you already got rid of that one car you would have.
Exactly.
On.
Exactly.
And then it's like, yeah, no, I know exactly how that is. Cause, you know, it's been documented on the podcast. Jason's been telling me for as long as I've known him, like, you need to try this and you need to try that. And I'm just like, Jason, I've got enough shit right now. Like, I don't need to try any more new stuff. And he's like, you know, and he's kind of like, you know, whatever his saying is, you know, new isn't old, or I forget whatever. Geez, said it on the podcast before. Something about new isn't always better, or old isn't always better, or something like that. But
hey, and I blame Cormie for a lot of that shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, when I started, Cormie's like, Menzerna 400. I was like, gotta get some.
Yeah.
Then he's like, clear cut. And I'm like, gotta get some.
Right.
Then it's Resurrection. Then it's ACA 500. And I'm just like, shit, man.
Yeah.
And then no. I still listen to him. I bought a bottle of Coke Kimmy or whatever, heavy cut.
Yeah.
Because he said to.
Have you tried it yet?
Like once. And honestly, it doesn't do anything that my other polishes or compounds don't do. So it's like, now I got another bottle of shit sitting in my cabinet.
Yeah. I've heard it's pretty good. I haven't tried it yet because kind of the same thing. Like, I've got enough stuff right now that, and I'm one of those types of people that, like, I'm just kind of really cheap about it. And I want to use something up before I go and buy something new. Right. Like, yeah. Cause I don't want five bottles of all 1200 grit compound. Right.
Yeah.
That are all going to pretty much do the same thing.
Exactly. Dude, those bottles are like 70 bucks a piece. Right, so exactly. It's like, dude, that's a lot of money just sitting there, you know?
Right. So I try to use stuff up before I go buy something new. So that's why I haven't jumped on that one. But I definitely have kind of the gambit that you just mentioned. You know, I've got Resurrection, and I've got ACA 500, and I've got Clear Cut, and the O'Burke, and the IGL stuff. And my new one now that I'm been using a lot is Scholl's Concept S2 Black Extra Cut, which that stuff is pretty badass. But, you know, again, it's only so much.
Exactly. I can't put it all on the pad at once.
Right.
Exactly. And then, like, I use so much Resurrection. I bought a gallon of it. So it's like, yeah. I think I'm halfway through it. So it's like that other stuff's just going to sit there.
Right. And that's kind of how I am with the Scholl's concept. And that's only because when it came out, my first bottle I used up, I ordered a second bottle from Corey at Sky's the Limit. And then when that one was getting low, they were sold out. And the only thing they had were gallons. And I was like, well, when are you going to get the smaller bottles, you know, the 32 ounces back in? And they're like, man, we don't even know. It could be a couple of months. And I was like, let me buy a gallon then. You know, so like now I feel like I have to use it on everything because I've got this gallon jug sitting over there. I don't want it to like go bad or harden up or whatever, you know? So no, I definitely, definitely feel you on that one. So if you could take time off and go do a training, what kind of training would you want to do? Or you know, where would you want to go kind of thing?
Probably the Bakers, to learn more about boats. I don't do a ton of them. But I don't feel I'm very good at them either.
Right.
Actually I have one scheduled next week. and that's what, I'm not the most comfortable with them, and not everybody does them around here. And honestly, I do get a lot of people that ask about like fiberglass repair.
Right.
So it's like, if I could learn fiberglass and gel coat, stuff like that, I think it'd be beneficial.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely big money in it. I mean, they've proven that, you know, for what they do. And I know they've done a couple, cause Jason went to, I think they've done a couple. I know they did, at least did one, because I remember Jason went to it, and Jason learned how to make up resin and whatever to make the gel coat or the fiberglass.
Whatever.
So being that you're, you know, again, still so new in it, what's something that you feel is you know, a great achievement that you've accomplished in your 2 years? And if you say Pain Assassin's thing, it sucks that Jason's no longer with us, because then at least he could hear it.
definitely that, I mean, there's other things I can mention, but I mean, they're more monetary. So it's like, you know, being recognized for the quality from my peers would probably be one of the best things, you know?
Right. Exactly. And yeah, I mean, that is definitely one of the cool things. I mean, I felt very humbled that anybody even nominated me, let alone, you know, if people even voted for me. So yeah, hang on, I'm trying to, again, because I was so unprepared, like a bad host, I'm trying to find some more questions to ask you before I kind of get towards the end of the ones. All right, so I'll go with the dinner party question one. So if you could sit down and pick somebody's brain for an hour, who would it be? Living or dead, detailing or non-detailing, whatever.
Probably Marcus Lemonis.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Marcus Lemonis is?
No.
He has a TV show. It's called The Prophet.
Okay.
Where basically he takes like struggling businesses and he focuses on people, process, and profit.
Is he on like one of those off channel cable channels, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean it's not like a Fox or NBC or something like that. It's like a Discovery or something. Something. Yeah. I think the name kind of sounds familiar, or not his name, but the TV show name kind of sounds familiar. So
the way he breaks shit down is just so simple.
Right.
You know, and I mean, he can almost turn any business around. So it's like, nice. Probably him, honestly.
That's a good choice. Cause not a lot of people, when I ask them that question, pick somebody who's going to help them with their business.
Right.
I didn't even pick somebody when it was asked back to me. I think you saying that, I'm so sorry. I forget who I asked. Somebody said Rennie, which is a good one. Cause I mean, Rennie's got that business background experience and everything. And then Marty said, Gary Vee, which I mean, Gary Vee is all about, you know, how to better yourself and be more profitable and stuff like that. So yeah, only like three people out of the however many. So that's a good one. What's some goals for 2021?
So I'm working on this mobile truck that's almost ready. So in November, I bought a F-350 flatbed.
Okay.
And my goal is, because we do so many coatings, we don't do like sometimes we'll go weeks without doing an interior. Right. We never have time to do like just washes and shit like that. So, my goal for the truck is to only do, it's a package we call an express detail, okay, where we just wash it, dry it, tire shine, wipe the door jams, vacuum it, clean the windows, and like basically dust the inside.
So kind of like a maintenance wash or like a car wash. Yeah.
So basically it keeps people from having to do their own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll be like $60 to $100 like in that range. But the truck will have like 550 gallons of water on it.
Oh, nice.
So like it'll be able to do like 10 to 15 vehicles a day by itself without having to hook up to anything.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, I don't like doing hand washes. I really don't even want to offer them. But again, when I left the car wash, I kind of, you know, I was very fortunate that enough people kind of followed me for that service. Right. So I kind of do that, you know, maintenance style wash or what I call it a car wash, hand wash, because it's, you know, same thing you'd get at the car wash: interior vacuum, inside windows, dashboard, center console dusted, door jams wiped out, wash, wheels and tires, you know, stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. So you'll at least have that making secondary income kind of deal. And
we don't hand wash either. We touchless wash.
How are you touchless washing? I'm an idiot apparently. So what do you just rinsing them and foaming them and rinsing them off again, or
not quite? So we actually wash with acid, like on the paint and everything. It's a diluted wheel acid, but it's basically what I did for 15 years.
Right.
So I'm pretty damn knowledgeable at it.
Okay.
My setup's very efficient. So like we take a vehicle, like last time I timed myself, I did an expedition start to finish, wash dried was 12 minutes. And that's like not having to go back and scrub the wheels, none of that shit. Like bugs are off, the film is off, the vehicle's dry. All I gotta do is tire shine after that. So yeah, it's a little bit, it's a lot different than what most detailers do.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, working at the car wash, we've used acid, but usually it's, you know, very cautiously to remove water spots kind of deal. And you're still kind of rubbing the car. So are you mixing it in with soap, or, I mean, how is that?
No. So like my wash gun, it's built by me. So like it has the gun handle, you know, that obviously sprays my high pressure water.
Yeah.
But then before it gets to the end of the gun, there's a T where a secondary line comes into the gun with a ball valve on it.
Okay.
So I'm able to turn that on, and I have a low pressure pump, that actually pumps the brightener out of the same gun I'm using to wash with my high pressure water.
Okay.
So like once I wash off the soap, I'm able to put on the acid and then wash that off as well without ever setting anything down or picking anything else back up.
Nice. Now is the acid diluted before it hits the gun, or is it diluted when with the gun? Okay.
No, it's diluted before.
Okay. So it's almost diluted twice then, so to speak, because if it's diluted
before. It pumps straight out into the gun. The way it's diluted. So like I have a mixing system on the tank that it comes out of.
Gotcha.
So it siphons it in a certain ratio and then it's pumped out at that ratio.
Oh, okay. Okay. I gotcha. That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm going to be honest, 25 years in the industry, 26 years in the industry, whatever. I've never heard of that. So, I mean, you might have some people calling you like, what?
Like, I've had a couple of people from Paint Assassins message me and I think at least one guy is doing it.
Nice.
And I mean, he loves it. So I don't know. Hell, maybe I'll be selling equipment in the next couple of years.
Yeah, yeah. You might have to build some guns and sell some guns for everybody to be able to run it or whatever. I don't hardly ever do anything with soap and water. So I mean, I'm a wipeout guy. So for pretty much everything I do, and not that I can't, but you know, again, I'm kind of like you. I get a bunch of 19s or 20s or 21s, and they're really not dirty that, you know, I need to foam them up and scrub them down and all that fun stuff. So I just wipe out everything. If I'm doing a video or doing pictures or something, I'll throw some soap on it and make it kind of look pretty. Who in the detail world, are you, I can't speak. Who in the detail world would you love to meet that maybe you haven't yet? And it doesn't have to be like to pick their brain or anything, but just to maybe hang out with them, talk with them, work with them, shoot the shit, whatever kind of deal.
Honestly, I don't know, man. I don't even know like a lot of the big names that everybody always talks about. Just because, you know, I kind of, like I said, one, I haven't been around very long.
Right.
Two, I came up under Cormie. So it's like, I really, not to blow his head up too much, but like, I didn't have to look too much farther past that.
Right. Right. No, I got you.
So, like when people talk about like Rennie Doyle or whatever, like, I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Oh, dude.
So Rennie, if you're listening, my bad, dude. You know?
Yeah. I would love it if Rennie's listening, but I don't think we're big enough yet. So, I mean, I don't think he's listening. No, Rennie Doyle's, I mean, he's kind of a business car wash or detail guru kind of guy. I mean, he's got a lot of knowledge, man. I mean, like if you ever listen to like some of his podcasts or, I mean, dude, the guy wrote a book on this industry, this business kind of thing. I mean, he's,
oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's like, he's not just like celebrity detailer. He's like kind of top of the mountain celebrity detailer kind of guy. So that's why a lot of people talk about him, just because of what he's done, like not only in this industry, but for this industry too. And he's super cool. Like he's definitely that type of guy that is more willing to help other people versus some people in this industry that, you know, like don't want to help.
I mean, we've all
seen the, you know, doesn't even matter how new you are, you know, there's the detail ego in this industry that I know you've seen. But Rennie's definitely not like that. He's not one of those types of guys. What are some things that you like to do outside of detailing? Any hobbies or passion projects, things like that?
I like working on vehicles too. So like we just bought another vehicle the other day. So I currently have 6 at my house right now.
Nice.
We just bought a 86 K15. So it's sitting on like 38s.
Nice.
So I started a parts list for it. And then I got 91 S10 in my shop that it's about to get an LS swap. So
wow,
that's being worked on at the same time. And yeah, I'm a car guy, so I like to fiddle with cars. And
right, and you got the Z06, don't you? Isn't that you?
No, that's Jordan.
Oh, Jordan.
Jordan's got that red Z06.
Yeah, I got you two mixed up because I'm talking with Jordan too. Somewhere in the next couple of weeks or whatever, and I get you guys mixed up on that. I thought that was you too. My bad.
I wish.
Again, shitty podcast host. I can't even do the right research on his guest.
Oh man.
So is it just you at your shop, or do you have anybody? Oh no, you said
no. I got a guy that works for me full time. And then I'm considering hiring somebody else just because of
the truck.
Dude, this week's been nuts. I do plan on hiring people because of the truck once it's running. But, like, dude, I booked 7 more full coatings this week.
Holy shit.
Like, I don't know what the hell is going on. But, like, almost – I'm booked almost all the way through March now. And,
wow. Congrats.
Which is really – thanks. But it's – you know, as a business owner, you're like, shit, do I hire somebody or, you know, do I wait? Is this going to run out?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to
– Dude, I constantly am in fear of the drop-off, right? Like, when you're just on a run and you're like, okay, like, it's awesome. You know, we'll make hay while we can. But, you know, you're like, okay, it's going to stop. It's going to stop. It's going to stop. You know, and sometimes it doesn't, which is always good. But then other times it does. And then you're like, you know, and that's kind of how I feel, right? Like, it's just me. So, you know, and if I book a coding, it's the only real thing that I do for that week. Like, I might try to book some other smaller stuff like towards the end of the week. But again, I'm an older guy. I'm not trying to kill myself by booking, you know, 2 or 3 coatings in a week, full paint corrections and coatings, I guess I should say, or whatever. You know, I get people like, oh, you're so busy, you should hire somebody, you know? And I'm like thinking in the back of my head, like, yeah, I'm okay, but I'm going to hire somebody for your one little $100 detail that you want. And I'm going to pay this guy $15 an hour now because of the new administration coming in and thinking everybody gets a whole shitload of money. Yeah, no thanks. You know, and then what am I going to do? What am I going to do after I've done your $100 detail and I'm back to doing my normal stuff? And I've got this guy like, hey man, I need some work to do. You know, that's good that you're booking that much. You could send any of those people down here to Florida to me, because like I'm pretty steady, but it's starting to slow down now for me. So
I've been lucky, man. So I've been open full time since August of 19.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never had a week where I had no work.
Oh wow.
I've probably only had 5 or 6 days where I haven't had a job. So yeah, it's been nuts, man. You know, like I opened and I got busy and everybody's like, you know, prepare for the days when you don't have shit. And I'm like, exactly. I'm still waiting on those days, you know. Yeah.
Well,
like,
you
I wouldn't mind those here and there.
Yeah. Well, I've been in the car wash industry long enough that, especially here, that it definitely, you know, we definitely ride the waves, you know, up and down. And it's funny because when I left the car wash, my business really kind of tracked similar to the car wash. You know, when we would be busy at the car wash is when I'm busy at the shop. And when the car wash would always kind of seem to die down a little bit, that's when I die down. So at least I was able to kind of like mirror that in a sense, you know, and thankfully, you know, going into last year and then even this year, I mean, normally the first quarter of the year is a little bit slow and then it like blows up come March, but I've already been crazy busy. So I'm just hoping that March stays true. And if I limp through the rest of February, I'm still way ahead of where I was, you know, normally on a January, February. And then if I get to March, then hopefully it should just be, you know, out of control, so to speak. So, yeah, I don't know. And then I've got the PPF thing that I'm trying to work in.
I was going to ask, are you adding that shit in yet or what?
Here and there. I mean, I did that Porsche a couple of weeks back for a really good client. He's another one that left the car wash. And, you know, and he kind of told me, he's like, look, man, he's like, I don't care how shitty it is. And I'm like, well, thanks. Like, I'll do my best. And he's like, no, but you know, like I get, he's like, I'd rather give you the work. I'd rather give you, you know, like the practice kind of deal. And he said, listen, he said, even if it's a shitty job, it's still going to protect my car. So I'd rather have a shitty PPF job and my car protected than not or whatever. And I gave him a crazy stupid deal that he was happy with. And I mean, I still made some money on it, but you know, it was more of like the, you know, the practice for me, which was nice. And then I did a bumper on a Subi not too long ago. So I'm still not like fully pushing it, but if people mention it, or if I see a car that, you know, maybe I feels a little comfortable with, it's not you know, got all these crazy scoops and angles and things like that. I'll try to bring it up. I really thought about it on that GT4 I did this week, but that front bumper was, front bumper looked like it would be no bueno. And
was that white one you posted?
Yeah. And she had to work some magic on her husband to get him to okay that that expense. He totally believed the car needed it. He's a financial advisor, so you know, like, he doesn't really see spending money on crazy stuff, but he knows that it's a good product. It was on her Maserati. He knows how good it is, but he was just like, it's how much?
Yeah, right.
We're gonna have to talk about it. And she's like, don't worry, I'll take care of him. okay, so now we come to the infamous this or that questions. Where it's just this or that, man. Interiors or exteriors?
Exteriors all the way.
Rupes or flex?
Rupes.
Windows, washing or cleaning windows, or washing and folding towels?
Washing towels, because I don't fold them. I leave them in.
That's what everybody does, apparently. Sun shots or lighted shop shots?
Depends on my place, especially with my lights.
Yeah.
Probably the sun, though.
Sun. Yeah, good choice. Mobile or shop?
Shop.
Yeah. Left Twix or right Twix?
Left.
Wax or ceramic?
Ceramic.
Yeah. And the most important one, Team Alex or Team Noxie?
Team Alex, because I don't know Noxie. Like I said, I don't know Noxie, and we haven't spoke much, so I'm gonna say Team Alex.
He ain't nobody. You don't need to know him. That's all I'm saying right now. Don't need to know him. Don't message him. Don't talk to him. Fuck him. Fuck him. No. No, he's a great guy.
I bet you're happy. He hasn't been brought up like at all. So
yeah, I know. It's in the contract I have with him that I do have to mention his name at least one time for him to keep feeding me knowledge and help me further my business, because he definitely has done that. So yeah, we have to mention his name at least one time per episode.
I was actually talking about you to my worker the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know if you said this on Pain Assassins or it might have just been a phone call with us, but you were talking about how basically you were like, you know, I'd rather do one car a week and get that ticket pushing $4,000 than bust out a bunch of vehicles. And that's what we're talking about. Cause like, if I look at my schedule, it's like full coding on Monday, Tuesday, full coding on Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday's
open. Right.
And then Monday, full coding, Wednesday, full coding. I'm like, dude, we're doing two vehicles a week. But like one guy called and booked him and his wife's vehicles back to back.
Yeah.
Once the interior coded and everything. So this dude's going to drop $3,500 in a week.
Nice.
On two vehicles. So it's like, well, why take anything else, you know?
Right, right. That is my thing. I think we talked about it on the phone. I mean, that's kind of my ultimate goal with the PPF, right? I mean, if I can do, you know, I just jacked my coding prices up this year. So, you know, depending on which pack, I have two of my main packages. So the introductory package is the 2-year coding starts out at $1,500 for cars and goes up, you know, trucks and SUVs, hey, and stuff like that. And then my 3-layer coding, that one starts at 18 for cars and it goes up, you know, for trucks and SUVs and stuff like that. And that doesn't even include, you know, wheel packages, either wheel faces or wheels off with calipers. Doesn't include any window, you know, rain repellent or anything like that. That's all add-on stuff. So ultimate goal is, you know, to get one vehicle in and hit them on a ceramic and hit them on PPF, you know, and full frontal PPF can range anywhere from, you know, most of the guys down here are anywhere from like 1800 to 2500. So, you know, then you throw another $1,500 to $2,000 or whatever on a ceramic, why do anything else the rest of the week?
Yeah.
But you know, kind of on the flip side, this week it happened to me where the two cars I did Monday and Tuesday was hydro polish service with a 1 year coating, which is just a single layer of UK 3.0. And, you know, the guy originally, it was his brand new Audi Q5. And the guy originally wanted to do the 2 year coating. We had it booked, and then he kind of was like, budget wise, I don't know if I should spend that kind of money. And I mean, I get it, you know, so he was just going to go to just a regular, you know, $500, $600 hyper polish with a sealant. So I told him, I said, well, if you still want to do something ceramic wise, we could do a single layer of ceramic, get you about 12 months, couple hundred dollars more. I'll do it like $800. And he's like, yeah, let's do that. So, you know, and I said, that's a 1 day job, you know, drop it off Monday morning, pick it up Tuesday morning kind of deal. Yeah. And while he was there, we were kind of talking, and I told him, I said, you know, you just let me know what time works for you Tuesday, 'cause I don't have anything booked for tomorrow. So I can meet you here whenever. And so he messaged me like an hour or so later, and he's like, hey, since you don't have anything going on tomorrow, would you want to do the same thing on my wife's Tesla? So I was like, yeah. So, right. You know, I mean, the Q5 with the hydro polish was a service that I kind of, you know, copied from Knox, him and Wudu. I forget what they call theirs, but it's just, it's a little bit more than a one step, right? Like, you're still cutting it, you're still polishing it, but you're really not doing paint correction, right? So you're yeah. cutting it, trying to get that 65-75% defect removal, swirls, micromar, and things like that. And then you're still polishing it to make it look good. And then you either throw a sealant on it and you charge them $500-$600, or you throw a coating on it and charge $800-$1,000, whatever. The Audi was brand new. I mean, I probably could have just wiped it down and thrown the coating on it and been done with it, but I did polish it out at least. it took me like 5.5 hours, $800 for 5.5 hours worth of work.
That's not a bad day right there.
No. And then the same thing on the Tesla. Tesla had a little bit more work to be done, but I still think I was under 7 hours on the Tesla for $800. That kind of got me thinking. And, you know, when Noxie told me that in the beginning, and I was kind of pushing just like regular hydro polishes for $500 or $600 and doing them in 4 or 5 hours and being done with it. That, especially doing it this week where I did two, you know, I did two vehicles and let's say 12, I'll be generous, 12 hours worth of real work. And I made as much money as if I would have sold a correction and coding job on one car that I probably would have put in like 20 plus hours.
Yeah.
Right. So like, hey, do an $800 job every day and be done by 1 or 2 o'clock, or do one job where you're, you know, 10 to 12 hours, 1 day coding or, you know, correcting and then polishing and coding the next day for, you know, another 10 or however many hours kind of deal. Yeah. Like that kind of made me like, well, shit, until the PPF thing maybe pops off, maybe I should be trying to push these hydro polish and single layers and just knock these bad boys out at $800 to $1,000 a pop, you know, a couple a week would be nice, you know?
Yeah. So like we did three coatings this week. Right. Two of them were full corrections and coatings.
Oh.
But one of them was just a one step and a 3 year coating on the paint.
Right.
So like the way I package my stuff is all my coatings right now are IGL. So I offer all of them poly up to Kenzo.
Yeah.
Well, you can get poly quartz or quartz plus with a one step. So it's like basically you choose your years and we'll protect the paint.
Right.
But then I kill them a killer deal. I'm like, you could add the wheels, trim, and glass for another 150.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other details are probably like, holy shit, this dude's fucking nuts. I'm getting 300 just to do some wheels.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like, dude, I'm sitting around doing nothing in that time anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between the layers. So it's like, it's a real easy upsell. And it's like, it really doesn't take me any more time. And it doesn't cost me near that in the coatings.
Right.
So it's like, I'd either be sitting there watching the time go by, or I could just coat that stuff in, you know, 45 minutes, an hour, and make another $150.
Right.
So like the truck we did earlier this week, it was brand new. It was black, which normally if they call me and they're like, oh, it's black, I'm like, oh, full correction, yeah, coating. I was like, don't go any less than that. But this dude's like, look, he's like, I'm probably going to bring it back to you in the next couple of years and just get it redone anyway. But he added his trim, his glass wheels, $1,000, dude. We were done by like 2 or 3 o'clock that afternoon, you know?
Again, easy money.
Easy money.
Right. That was one of the things I learned from Noxy. You know, Noxy's like, look, for all the big shit that we do, he goes, this business runs on our like $500 to $1,000, whatever he called it. You know, whatever speed polish, hyper polish, and a sealant or the coating. He's like, we'll do, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 of those a week, him and Wu, you know, because I mean, they, if they've got two of them, Wu can do one, Noxy can do one, and they're banging out, you know, roughly $2,000 and, you know, half a day's time, so to speak, because it only takes them 5 or 6 hours to do. You know, so Wu does one, Noxy does one, and half the day they've already made $2,000, and then it gives them the rest of the day to go work on the bigger job kind of things. So, you know, it was, yeah, when I talked to him, that kind of really opened my eyes. And I did a lot more of like a $500, $600 hyper polish and sealant last year. That honestly, I think is what really attributed to my growth in my business last year, because I only did 24 coatings last year. I mean, that was nothing. I mean, I, you know, at the end of the year, when I looked at like how, you know, like we had growth and we made more money and everything. And I went back and looked and, you know, we did like half the coatings that I did from 2019 to 2020. I was kind of like, well, where the hell did all this money come from? You know, and that's the only thing I can contribute it to is it went back to, you know, the smaller things that I was doing that, you know, Noxy kind of, you know, drilled into my head when we were talking. And it, I think it just kind of subconsciously hit that, you know, I didn't think that I was doing all this extra, but apparently I was, because I even questioned my wife. I was like, you cooking the books or something, you know, like she's like, nope, like whatever you put in the bank, I just put in the QuickBooks and that's your number. Yeah. So, I mean, ultimate goal is to get to that one car, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a week. But, you know, my thinking now is like, shit, if I could do kind of like I did this week, do 2 $800 coatings, you know, one day each, and then do my big coating. I mean, that still puts me at that $3,000 mark for the month.
Yeah.
Or I mean, for the week. Yeah. You know, and I really didn't kill myself, you know, I don't feel too bad. Other than my shoulders were a little bit sore from 3 days of polishing, but that was about it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So like we did last year was my first full year.
Right.
We did 80 coatings last year.
Wow. That's awesome.
So I was going for 100, but we'll see what happens this year.
That's pretty good, man. I haven't been that, I mean, 19, I think was my business year for coatings. And I think I did 55, 60, something like that, which is good for me. I mean, that's one a week plus a couple. And again, that's kind of where I want to be. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, 3 week or whatever. And again, unless I can do a couple $800 jobs and in a big
exactly, place, man. You know, slap some of those right, yeah, you slap right, some of those in there.
Right. But I'm not trying to do like 2 or 3 like full on deals. There's just no way, man. I can't handle that.
Nah, and some people get so hung up on all the paint's gotta be perfect before I put a coating on it. Well, it's not everybody needs or even wants that. So it's like you gotta offer those other options to people.
Yeah.
Especially if they got like a silver vehicle or some shit where it's like, you're not going to see it anyway.
Right.
Dude, it's easy money. You can't pass that up.
Right. Right. Exactly. Easily. So Isaac, tell everybody if they want to reach out to you and congratulate you on your award, or if they want to figure out your little acid rinseless or no touch wash type gimmick, whatever. So where's everybody find you? Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, OnlyFans.
Definitely no OnlyFans. I just got TikTok. I suck with it. It's at Mystic Detailing or however the hell it goes on there.
I think I follow you, or you follow me, or something.
I think I've seen recently. Yeah, I got like 20 followers or something. I'm killing it. You know.
Nice. Gray Scott, watch out. He's on.
That dude there, man. Every time I get on there, dude, it's him with 8 new videos or something.
I know. Me and Jason have started roasting him in his lives. We just get in there and talk shit to him.
I have Facebook. So, I mean, I'm Isaac Zaleski on there, or Mystic Detailing and Ceramic Coatings. Gotcha. And then we host a cruise in each month also. So
that's cool.
It's like, I think it's under Mystic Car Show Ponchatoula.
Okay.
So yeah.
So you have that
once a month.
You do a car show at your shop, or?
No. So it's actually in a city parking lot. So we live in a real small town, like 7,000 people. Like we have an alligator in a cage in the middle of town. Nice. Like that type small. So, but like nothing goes on here. Like we don't do shit. So I was like, man, it's like, I fucking love cars. I want to do a car show or something to do, you know?
Right.
And, so I called the city. I was like, hey, what do I got to do to use a parking lot? And, they were like, well, you got to be a nonprofit. So I teamed up with the chamber and, you know, they helped me do that. So they handle, I guess, the paperwork side of it. And I handled the function side of it. And
that's cool.
So yeah, it's free for people. And, you know, and that's ultimately how I found this truck. Was I tried to buy somebody else's truck this past weekend.
Right.
And he was like, nah, man. He's like, but I was talking to another guy. And he was talking about selling. I was like, well, let me get his information. So
nice.
Yeah, we had a you don't see like Porsches and stuff around here.
Right.
Like the shit y'all post, like I don't know if I've ever seen one like that around here.
Right.
But like we had a McLaren this past weekend, which, you know, in an area where 7,000 people, the average income's like $43,000.
Right.
You don't see McLarens and shit, you know. Right. So it's like everything's LS swapped, and that's like, shit, let me see what you got.
Right. And then you went and he opened it up and found out it was LS swapped.
No, I didn't even get that close, man, because I was like, it's cool and all, but I appreciate the builds a little bit more. I'm not big on exotics, but
everybody's got their own. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got their own thing.
I'll tell you what,
I don't even like working on them.
My favorite car is the one that pays me money.
Exactly, bro.
I don't care if it's a Toyota Corolla or if it's a whatever, Ferrari, McLaren, whatever. As long as they're paying money. Like,
that's people, my favorite. I remember this one customer of mine. He's a cool guy, man, but he has a Rolls Royce. Oh, and nice. Again, you don't see that shit around here. Like I had never seen it before he brought it here. And he's like, you know, you work on this stuff. And I'm like, does it have paint on it?
Right.
It's got paint, bring it.
Right.
Paint or gel coat. I was like, I'm down. I was like, to me, it's still a vehicle, you know?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, man.
Yeah. One of my owners of the car wash was always like that. Cause I mean, we're in an area that is very affluential. You know, so there's tons of Ferraris and McLarens and stuff like that. And this, I'll call him an idiot because he is. This was in 2000, early 2000s, 1, 2, 3, something like that. When the 599 Ferraris came out, you know, a couple $100,000 car. And first of all, it started with the idiot driving the car that, you know, only wanted a $6 exterior wash. Then next it went to the idiot sales, my service rider that actually sold him on a $6 ride through wash instead of saying, no, sir, this car can't go through the tunnel.
Yeah.
Then from there, it went to the idiot owner who was actually in the prep area that sent the car. I happened to see the car going through the car wash, and I knew that it had a longer front, you know, because it was the front engine car. So it had a longer front end from, you know, most Ferraris do. They have a longer front end from the edge of the bumper to the wheel well, to the, you know, the front tire. And, you know, way the car washes are built, when you hit those tire brushes, is the tire is supposed to hit it and hinge it backwards so that then it scrubs the wheels and the tires. So all that's going through my mind is the front end of this Ferrari is going to hit these tire brushes, and it's just rub on this hard plastic, because they're kind of angled, right? And it's hard plastic that the tire actually pushes on before you get to the soft brushes, and they're really not even that soft. So luckily I come flying into the tunnel just in time to yell to one of the kids working in there. We were able to crank the brushes back right before the car hit it.
Jeez.
And then I'm yelling at the owner, like, what the fuck are you doing? It's a couple hundred thousand dollar car. And he's like, well, dude, it's got four wheels and a steering wheel. I'm like, dude, you not understand. And like, I had to explain it to him. And so, yeah.
That's funny, man.
Yeah. Idiots is all I got to say. All right. So are you on Instagram?
No, just Facebook and now TikTok. No, man, I'm kind of old school. That's it. I was on Instagram for a little bit, but honestly, it didn't give me like any return. Like, everybody that followed me and shit wasn't anywhere around here. So it's like, what's the point?
I don't see any return in it either, but you know what? It's like the lottery, man. I keep doing it because one day it's going to hit for me, right? Like, I'm going to get a job from it, you know, and somebody's going to be like, oh, I saw your Instagram. Whoa, what?
Yeah, right.
It's just like, I mean, I don't pay money, but like the lottery, but eventually one day it's going to hit for me.
That's like my car show. You know, eventually I'm going to get some work for it.
Yeah.
So like a dude, actually, we got a guy that comes with a new Acura NSX.
Oh, nice.
And I got to code his Honda Ridgeline. So...
That's a good trade-off. Again, money is money. It doesn't matter which
money
car
is you're money. Doing. Hey, look.
It doesn't matter which car was, you're doing.
If it was a Ridgeline or an NSX, I still did my job on it.
Exactly.
I'm extremely happy. That's
exactly.
All that
I mean, it's not as cool as doing the NSX, but, you know, whatever.
I hear you, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you for jumping on. You definitely, you know, are one of those people that, you know, over the couple of years that I've been watching you grow and seeing your work and everything, you definitely stand out and you definitely kind of, you know, blow my mind. So you were obviously a fit, for,
I appreciate it, man.
Podcast type deal. I wish Jason would have hung out a little bit longer. Maybe he had some questions for me, so I wouldn't have stumbled and stammered around, but you know what?
Oh, he's probably sending me messages talking shit or something.
Possibly, I don't know. But you know what, man? We managed an hour. That's usually about 10 minutes more than most people. So whatever, I'll take it.
Yeah. Deal.
All right, buddy. You have a good night, man. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, man.
Bye.